On American University Week, where does the fight against ISIS stand today? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Tricia Bacon, assistant professor at the School of Public Affairs at American University, examines how terrorist groups with allies can come back from the dead.
The Islamic State's territorial losses in Syria and Iraq led to declarations by analysts and policymakers alike that the group has been militarily defeated. However, the Islamic State is well positioned to survive these setbacks for one major reason. It has allies. Terrorist groups with allies enjoy numerous advantages. They conduct attacks that result in more deaths and are more apt to seek weapons of mass destruction. They even survive longer. And importantly, in the case of the Islamic State, they are more capable of recovering from losses. In my research, I examine the causes of these dangerous relationships. While terrorist groups usually benefit from alliances, they form them because of deficiencies, which they can attempt to address on their own, or they can seek a partner to help them. If they choose to find an ally to assist, they look for a partner that can address their weaknesses and that shares their ideology. At the Islamic State's peak, it offered allies substantial resources, as well as the reputational benefits that came with adopting its name. A number of its allies were previously unknown entities seeking greater prestige in jihadist circles, or once powerful groups struggling to attract new members. For its part, the Islamic State's claim of leadership of the jihadist movement relied on declarations of loyalty that came through alliances with other groups. Now that the Islamic State is weakened, its allies are returning the favor. They allow the Islamic State to continue to project threat and viability in places ranging from Southeast Asia to the Middle East to West Africa. Its alliances make genuinely defeating the group a much more difficult task and increase the likelihood that the Islamic State will reemerge once again.
That was Tricia Bacon of American University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.